This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Election Commission will today organise a national roundtable conference of ECI and state election commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The roundtable conference is being held after a gap of 27 years. The last such conference was held in the year 1999. The roundtable conference will be chaired by the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar in the presence of Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. State Election Commissioners of all the states and union territories will participate along with their legal and technical experts. Besides, Chief Electoral Officers of all the states and union territories will also attend the conference. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Maharashtra, Jharkhand and Rajasthan from today. The President will inaugurate the nationwide campaign Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat, being organised by P.D. Hinduja Hospital at Lok Bhavan, Mumbai today. Tomorrow, the President will grace the National Arogya Fair 2026, being organised by the Union Ministry of Ayush at Shegaon, Buldhana. She will also grace the state-level launch of Golden Era of Maharashtra through Unity and Trust, organised at Brahma Kumaris in Nagpur on Wednesday. The President will participate in the Bhumi Pujan ceremony of Sri Jagannath Temple, Jamshedpur on Thursday, which is being organised by Sri Jagannath Spiritual and Cultural Charitable Centre Trust, Jamshedpur, Jharkhand. She will also visit the Manipal Tata Medical College, Jamshedpur and interact with the students. On Friday, the President will witness XYU Shakti at Pokharan in Rajasthan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the PM Surya Ghar scheme is a commendable milestone in the country's clean energy journey. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi complimented all those who have benefited from this scheme and embraced rooftop solar power, thereby boosting savings, sustainability and self-reliance. Mr. Joshi noted that 30 lakh households across the nation are now empowered with rooftop solar under the scheme. The Prime Minister added that the scheme is part of the government's efforts to build an energy-secure, green and future-ready India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written a letter to the people of West Bengal appealing to them to join the development journey. Issued in Bengali and Hindi, the letter outlines the Prime Minister's appeal to the electorate and presented BJP's development vision for the state. He said in a few months the fate of the state will be decided. Mr. Modi said the future of the next generation depends on the careful choices made by the people of the state. He said the irreparable damage that West Bengal has suffered due to mismanagement and appeasement politics in the last six decades is indescribable. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has launched a second phase of asset monetization pipeline of central ministries and public sector entities in New Delhi. The second phase of the pipeline has been developed by Niti Aayog in consultation with infrastructure line ministries based on the mandate for asset monetization plan 2025-30 as announced in the Union Budget 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw congratulated the entire team of the film Boom on winning the Children's and Family Film category at BAFTA Awards. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the Manipuri film Boom is the first Indian film to win the award. Europe has warned that trade deals struck with the US could now be at risk after President Donald Trump unveiled a new global 15% tariff on all imports at the weekend. Trump's move came after the US Supreme Court on Friday struck down his global tariffs policy implemented last spring that had upset the long-standing global trading order. Officials in Europe and London expressed alarm and consternation at the latest upheaval in global trade relations, saying Trump's new tariff policy could upend trade deals signed with the US last year. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 255 runs set by West Indies, Zimbabwe scored only 147 runs in 17.4 overs. Put into bat first, West Indies scored 254 runs with a loss of 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.